Wrestling Soup is intended for a mature audience. We like to use naughty words.
Forbidden Door, Sunday, June 26th, the AEW crossover event. Matches will include pre-show Max Caster and the Gun Club, Austin Gunn and Billy Gunn and Colton Gunn, versus Alex Coughlin, Kevin Knight, the DKC, and Yumura, in an eight-man tag match.
I mean, is it not funny that you think at some point, like, you just named off all those fucking names? And to me, the most recognizable ones are the Ass Boys.
Right.
Like, this is once again, like, you just listed off all those guys. And I think most of the names that you mentioned for the New Japan side were the guys that were in the six-man tag that I saw yesterday. Yeah. That they're good, but I don't fucking know who, I don't know who they are. Like, I don't know.
Well, Coughlin was a Ring of Honor guy back in 2019, you know, before it just closed. Yeah. I don't know about Urethra.
Urethra?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yumura.
Yumura, Urethra.
Yumura.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. You're Urethra.
Yum, yum.
And I don't know shit about Kevin Knight.
Right. All right. I'm putting on my glasses here to look at the names here.
All right.
All right. Where is this match? I don't even. So it's not even on this. Okay.
This is the pre-show. This is the pre-show match.
Oh, thank God.
This is right. I mean, yeah. That's not even all the matches, because supposedly there might even be more matches tomorrow added to the card. Oh
my God. So don't you think that in this situation for the pre-show?
Yes.
You gotta give the Ass Boys the win. They're probably not gonna get the win, but wouldn't you give the Ass Boys the win in this?
No.
No?
No, give it to the NJPW fans.
Oh my God.
It's a pre-show. You can't think about this being, I don't think you can even look at this event as being pro AEW.
Which is insane to think about.
Right. Which makes this even more fucking just
stupid.
Weird.
It's stupid.
Right.
It's like when you know, a team is so fucking not popular that the other team's fans fill the arena.
Right. Oh.
Do you think of that? Like, how sad that is? Like, when they show, like, they're like, here's, you know, the current world champion Rams, and then they're playing whoever. And the other fans of the team are the teams of the other fans are they're filling up the building. Like, that's kind of what this sort of feels like, which is nuts, which is absolutely nuts. But yeah, you're probably right. They're going to give it to the guys that I have no idea who the fuck they are.
Well,
so.
At least with this next match, they did it the right way and they mixed up the teams a little bit, because you got Shoto Yumino, Wheeler Yuta, and Eddie Kingston versus the Jericho Appreciation Society of Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara and Minoru Suzuki in a six-man tag.
Oh, boy.
Hey, wait, no, before we go too much further, how many tag matches do you think are going to be on this card?
Because we got to fit as many wrestlers as we can on the show and still be 100 wrestlers shy.
Yeah.
And still not get enough to really have it make sense. Boy, you just assume Jericho is going to win this, right? Because the heels are going to heel Jericho, and they just turned Sammy, or should I say they were forced to turn Sammy. So they're not going to have him go out there.
And Suzuki is a pretty big name. Suzuki, so.
He is, but I mean, look at who's across the ring. Yuta will eat the fucking pin. Kingston will eat a pin. So it makes sense. Yeah, more than likely. I mean, I got to pick Jericho's. Fucking squad is going to probably decisively win that.
Darby Allin, Hiromu Takahashi, Shingo Takagi, and Sting versus the Young Fucks and Bullet Club, which is El Fantasmo and Ugillo, in an eight-man tag.
Sting's on the show.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He made an appearance on Wednesday. He's back.
Sting made.
Well, he had to. They had to, because we didn't really talk about it, but Bryan Danielson isn't going to be there, and he's not going to be there for the Wednesday event either.
I know he's not going to wrestle. Maybe he can be there. I don't. Sting should be at this point a manager at best. Like, can we stop this? He's 60 something years old.
Oh, he's a staple of great wrestling in 2022. So
I know. It's just I don't fucking know. So Darby and Shingo. Okay. So just looking at this, I'm thinking to myself, okay, the Bucks just won the title, which, by the way, I saw that match and the crowd went mild, which is very telling when you have a company that, you know, the Young Bucks were kind of, you know, this is one of the main reasons we started this company is because the Young Bucks are so popular.
Well, I mean, they're doing a good job. We need to give
them a TV show, and people did not fucking care, dude.
Dude, they're doing a good job. They just recently adopted a little Kyle O'Reilly. You know, I thought that was kind of amazing, and it was very charitable of them, you know, to bring in an orphan redheaded stepchild like that, you know,
so. To adopt a ginger. That was very nice of them.
Very nice.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking this might be one of the bones that they throw AEW, right? I mean, well, outside of AEW. Obviously, like, Jericho must win.
They're both AEW because they're not doing it NJPW versus AEW. It's NJPW and AEW versus AEW and NJPW.
I guess, but I mean, if we're looking at it, you still know that, like,
I guess
certain people can win and lose from either company, and they're more, you know.
That's what I was going to say. I guess it's more interesting who takes the pin as opposed to who wins the match. It's more interesting to me is who takes the pin. Is there any NJPW guys that are eating the pin? Not giving the pin, but eating the pin.
No, you're right. I wouldn't be surprised if not a single one did. The only way I could see that happen is if, going back to the buy-in, is if the Ass Boys cheat and roll up one of these fucking Ham and Egger guys that nobody knows. Mm. That would be the only way.
So I the could pre-show. See. the yeah, pre-show.
Yeah, at 7:30. Yeah.
The only honest match is the first 15 minutes. Gotcha.
It's 7:15. That's when you'll get the one that makes the most sense. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this and I really don't know. I really feel like depending on the position of the card, they could have Darby pin somebody because, you know, he's Darby.
I don't know.
But more than likely, it'll just be the fucking Bucks. Of course.
Yeah. It's going to be the Bucks and the Bullet Club. That's what I think it's going to be.
They're booking themselves. So
I mean. Right. The next match in the card, Pac versus Miro versus Tomohiro Ishii, which Ishii is supposedly injured now.
Oh, good.
I haven't seen the physical report on that, but I saw people throwing that news out there just a little while ago.
Well, then how about we do this?
Malakai Black in a four, I guess now three-way for the AEW All-Atlantic.
Well, how about I wish that we'd done this now, and now I know it's for a belt that no one gives a fuck about, so, or is brand new and they pulled out of their ass. But wouldn't it have been much more exciting to have seen Malakai Black versus Will Ospreay?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Wouldn't that have been 100 times more fucking, like, that would have been something new, at least to my knowledge. Maybe they wrestled in like WXW, but I'm not sure.
Thank you, TamFan. TamFan put it up from NJPW Global. Ishii suffers his left knee injury. Clark Connors to wrestle in the All-Atlantic four-way. So Clark Connors is the
good replacement. Clark Connors, yeah. Who? Fuck is Clark Connors?
The guy who's going to eat the pin in this match, Joey.
Is Silly Billy not available? Like,
this might be your NJPW loss right here. This might be the one.
Clark Connors. Come on. Do it right or don't fucking do it. Like,
who do you got winning this? I got Black winning this.
Well, at this point, I hope so. I mean, God, I really do. I hope it's fucking Malakai Black because this dude, they keep putting him in these cluster goofy matches and having him do all the high spots. The guy can work. He looks like something. He's muscular. He's tall. He has, I don't get it. I don't get why the fucking, once again, Orange Cassidy's over there with a fucking pinwheel wrestling one of the biggest guys in the company for some fucking reason. And Malakai Black is wrestling, what's his name? Clark, fucking Clarky McConnors.
Like, yes. Right there.
Come on.
It doesn't matter.
stupid shit. It's fucking stupid.
I like,
hopefully Malakai Black.
That's what I'm, yeah. All right, cool. Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm for the Women's World Championship.
Man, they really,
you're really gonna have to think about this.
I really had to shoehorn this fucking one on there.
Thunder Rosa, easy.
Yeah, hope it's Thunder Rosa, but apparently Thunder Rosa is a bad, she's a bad wrestler now in sandbags and all this shit. That's the story. And apparently Britt, by the way,
they were joking. Britt Baker was joking, to be fair, because Britt Baker put that out there. And even, I think she even retracted it later going, I was kidding. I love her or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
So it was girls busting girl balls is what it was. And of course people went, see, even Britt Baker thinks you suck. And it's like, she was joking, you dumb fuck.
Oh, well, thank God of that.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was, I don't think that was real, guys. Like,
well, that's it. I'm not, Mish, I don't put it past anybody now to be the complete shits and think they're the second coming.
Right.
Like, I don't put it past anybody. I could picture somewhere in my mind.
And you know what's funny to me? It was, well, who was it? Was it, who was she wrestling? The MMA girl, Paige, right?
Yeah, Paige Van Sant. Was that what, four matches?
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, immediately people blame the fucking veteran with 20 plus years of experience. And lo and behold, the girl who's been around for, 4 months is the one that understands the ins and outs of wrestling? Come on, man. When does common sense kick in?
That's because that's how these new fucking fans think.
Oh, that's just...
That's literally awful. How they think. But she does a better flip.
Right.
Yeah. She jumps higher.
Too sweet me, bro. Yeah. Toni Storm is in this match. We're talking about the fact that Thunder Rosa got a whole bunch of shit because of her match with Paige a few weeks back. And they were saying that she's a horrible wrestler because that match looked bad and she was supposedly sandbagging Paige, which I didn't see that at all. What I saw was two different wavelengths going on throughout that whole match. Just two people that really didn't fucking click at all.
Yeah, someone that knew how to wrestle and somebody that didn't.
Right.
By the way, Marina Shafir, she looks very sharp.
Yeah.
Physically, she's just a sharp. She looks like she's made. She looks like the. Yeah. She has a head like the thing from Silent Hill.
They don't have enough time to cook, man. That's what it is. It's just all these fucking raw eggs.
Right. They just throw people out. And that is a fucking part of this that makes it so, it just makes it so much more difficult to differentiate the companies when people go, oh, WWE, these people suck and there's nobody people that are put out there. I'm like, yes, literally the same exact thing's happening over here too.
Well, it's the same exact
thing is happening.
I think WWE's on a different level because they almost overcomplicate things by making everything the formula. WWE matches can be fucking interchangeable, it seems, a lot of the time with anybody else.
Which is safer. Which can often be safer.
It is safer. And I'm not knocking it because obviously it's worked for the company for a long ass time. But that's where you get the dullness from. That's where you get the boredom from. That's why when I see shit like fucking Damian Priest doing these little innovative touches to his matches, and you see a guy like AJ Styles who does little innovative touches to his matches, it's exciting to watch these guys because they're not working the same formula that the other 80% of the roster is. And that's what WWE teaches. So individuality in WWE is not a thing. It's not a thing. You're not an individual. But then on the flip side, you got AEW over here just going, you know what to do. Go out there, just make it look good, guys. We got faith in you. You know, it's like they're kicking
people for 4 months. Just go do some wild shit.
Like, jump off the plane. Is that a parachute or an anvil? Doesn't matter.
You'll figure it out. That's fine. But no, like I'm looking at this and I know that they're inevitably going to have to start putting some steam behind a chick. I don't think this will be Toni Storm's night, but I could see them eventually starting to give her a go. I feel like Rosa will probably win this, but it will be kind of a quickie finish. It won't be.
Jade is still the one that they've been putting a lot of steam behind. So nah, Jade is there. Yeah, I'm going to go with Thunder Rosa on this. Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy for the IWGP US Heavyweight Championship.
What's there to say about this that hasn't already been said?
Sinewy white boy versus Sinewy white boy with his hands in his pockets? I mean...
Can there just be a point where, you know, and I watched the match, obviously, this Wednesday, and Jim Ross is sitting there, and he's like, well, this Orange Cassidy can really go. I'm like, he doesn't fucking buy this. And even like Shivani, like Orange Cassidy gets in the ring and the people cheer. Right. And Shivani goes, oh, seems like everybody hates him, huh? Everyone doesn't like him. And I'm like, yeah, everybody. Yeah, he's funny to them. This isn't, they're not cheering him because they think he's going to go in there and whoop ass.
Yeah.
Then I go in there because they're like, oh man, here comes the pain. Like they're like, oh no, here comes the guy on the fucking unicycle.
Right. Right.
And it just doesn't make sense. Like this is the definition of your booker just has a fucking complete boner for a guy.
Yeah.
And giving him a match. This is, if you ever want to bitch about WWE or any other wrestling company, the booker just giving matches to a guy that it makes absolutely no fucking sense, and then see this and go, oh no, this is good, then you're just completely biased. You're completely and utterly fucking, there's no, the flippy guy company, the best guy that they can get to wrestle Will Ospreay is Orange Cassidy.
That's because Orange Cassidy's going to eat this pin like it's a big fat cock. He's going to eat this pin so hard. I like, actually, Too Sweet Me dubbed it the Battle of the Soft Drinks, Ocean Spray versus Orange Juice. I fucking love that. That's great.
Yeah, you need a fucking drink while you watch this.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody's going to say, well, just wait, Orange Cassidy's going to impress you. I'm like, I've seen it. And by the way, even if this guy all of a sudden decides to magically turn into some amazing wrestler that we haven't seen him be in a dozen years, he's already been a fucking goofball forever. It's like if Santino Marella decided to become fucking Taz. Like, it's just like, you're not serious. We can't take you seriously. You're silly. You're a silly man. And at this point, it's a stale joke that's gone on for way too fucking long. And now instead of acknowledging that the joke's become a little bit stale and using it more sparingly and hoping to get some sort of return from it, you've given him a match with the guy in the company that's getting the rocket jammed directly in his fucking ass. It makes no sense. It makes zero fucking sense, man.
Are you really giving any weight to the fact that Orange Cassidy might win this thing?
Oh no.
You're kind of going off on this, and this is like a nothing burger of a match. This match is so fucking worthless and transparent that even giving it longer than 30 seconds to even read off what the match was is giving it too much.
But it's going to get 15 minutes at least.
Probably. It's called, that's what this, that's all they're going to do. They should have renamed this shit instead of fucking Forbidden Door Flip Night. Flip Night. What's but tonight, boys?
Spatula match.
It's Flip Night. You can't wrestle unless you can do a flip.
Dude, this, just looking at this though, and looking at Will Ospreay, I'm like, you know what? I almost hope this is a $50 pay-per-view, so I can't even come at it from the perspective of like, oh, this can be a night off for Ospreay. If Ospreay's on a fucking pay-per-view in the States, like, don't you actually want him to have a match? If this was a match on Dynamite, I wouldn't even blink. If this was Will Ospreay is going to go against Orange Cassidy, and it's, you know, a 5-minute long match, and Orange Cassidy does his little leg kicks and his silly shit, and Will Ospreay looks at him like, are you fucking serious, man? And the match ends that way, great. But the fact that this is on a pay-per-view is idiotic. It's absolutely fucking idiotic. That said, Orange Cassidy definitely taking the W.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, fine. I'm going to go with Will Ospreay taking the W.
You know what? I'm saying I'm going out on a limb, and I'm saying Orange Cassidy is winning by disqualification. How about that?
Oh.
Like the only motherfucker on the internet to take that one.
Fuckery, yes. Yep. FTR versus United Empire, IWGP, Roppongi and Vice. Roppongi Vice, which is Rocky Romero and Trent Beretta, in a three-way tag team winner takes all match for the ROH Tag Team Championship and the IWGP Championship.
I'm not the biggest of three-way tags, not the biggest fan of that, but this will be good. I mean, FDR is really good. Cobb's good. Trent Beretta exists.
I don't have Empire at all.
Yeah.
I don't know Roppongi Vice at all. I mean, I know Rocky Romero I've seen over the years. Trent Beretta I've seen over the years. I haven't seen them as a tag team, but I can assume.
Yeah, Beretta sucks. Yeah,
I can assume they're competent at least, you know.
Yeah, they're competent, but like he's not good. This match will be fun. I mean, FDR will make sure this match is fun. Rocky Romero's good. Cobb's good. So yeah, I see this being, you know what? I'll go as far as to say this to me on this card, looking at it, this is the one of the matches that I'd say, all right, I would watch this no matter what.
Right.
If somebody said, you want to watch this? I go, yeah, sure. Fuck yeah, dude. All right, throw it on. This looks really like it could be a really, really fun match.
I'll secede to your choosing on this one. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Bryan Danielson's mystery opponent. Now, he mentioned it on Monday that it's somebody he had a long history with, yada, 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 somebody who's been through the war, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go on a limb and say it's going to be CM Punk in Chicago.
Really?
I know, it's crazy, right? CM Punk in Chicago?
I have a feeling, a weird feeling that it's going to be like, you know, it might be Claudio. I feel like it might
be. It could be.
I could see that happening but by the way, for this crowd, he's the guy to debut for this crowd. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but you're still in Chicago with a big event and you don't have CM Punk there. Come on.
Is his foot's fucked, right? Like it's not a good place.
That whole injury is a mystery, remember?
That's true. Yeah.
They really didn't fucking delve into it. They kept hush hush on it. People kind of came up with that he hurt his foot on the guardrail, but they never released anything permanent. They never said, yes, he's going to be out for 4 to 8 weeks. Like nothing was ever said. So his whole injury has been really fucking weird.
Do you know what? This is one of those situations where I think either of us could be right and I wouldn't be surprised. And either way, they'll have a good match. Because if Punk's foot's hurt, you know, finger quote hurt,
right,
it's not whatever, like Sabre's the guy to go and have that match with him. Because Zack Sabre Jr. is like, I'm going to tie you up like a pretzel guy. So he'll just twist his fucking foot. You know, he'll work the foot that's actually not hurt. Like he'll just do that shit for 20 minutes and they'll get away with it. And if it's Claudio, I mean, Claudio's the shit. So,
oh, I'd love it.
He's going to do, he's going to have a good match. Yeah. I'd rather see Claudio.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I assume it's CM Punk only because of the venue and shit. Seriously.
Yeah. But here's my question though. Depending on who it is, who's going to win this match? Like if it's Punk.
Oh, it doesn't matter. CM Punk or Claudio. It's going to be them who wins.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's the one
I think Zack Sabre might be the one, might be the NJPW guy losing on this one.
Yeah, that would be the soul for a soul in them losing. Orange Cassidy eating that loss.
Right.
In this match. Ugh, gross. Yeah, so probably whoever the mystery opponent is taking the dub.
Jay White versus Okada versus Adam Cole versus Adam Page in a four-way match for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship.
Man, let's hope that Adam Cole has been eating his Wheaties.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Adam Page is the one eating the pin.
You think so?
Oh, Page? Yeah. Over Adam Cole? Dude, this company has a hard-on for Adam Cole.
Once again, yeah, you're right. He's in the Orange Cassidy tier.
Yeah.
Just for whatever reason.
Jay White's going to retain. Yeah, I agree with Eddie. Jay White's going to retain, and Adam Page is going to eat the fucking pin. Although, I expect this match to be a lot of fun.
This will be a fun flippity-do. Yeah. This will be a fun flippity-do, but with some psychology.
Right.
Yeah, this will be at least good. This will be a good match. Once again, when you start getting into three-man tags, four-man scrambles, not really my fucking bread and butter, but this will be good. This will be fun. This will be better than the actual main, in my opinion. So, and Jay White more than likely is retaining. I agree with you there.
John Moxley versus Tanahashi for the Intern AEW World Championship.
Ooh. Man. Moxley's getting what he wanted, huh? Moxley's getting his dream, man. He's getting one of his, you know, I'm going to go out there and have my fighting spirit. Like, yeah.
I think it might be Tanahashi.
Yeah.
If this is supposed to lead to something, more shows, more events, more crossovers, what better way than to make the AEW World Champion a guy from NJPW?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That's your big forbidden door moment. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right. And then supposing, you know, Mish, you know what? This is probably why Punk can't be on the show, though, man. Because then if Punk comes big, yeah. But then again, when's that going to stop them? That involves sense.
Wow, you're defeating your own opinions before I can even say, no, Joe, did you?
but it's because I'm thinking to myself, I'm going, well, if Punk's the opponent for Zack Sabre Jr.
But you don't think Punk is. You think it's Cesaro. You think it's Claudio.
Oh, I know I do think it's Cesaro. But at the same time, if it was Punk, that would really make the main event very confusing.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we're fighting for the interim championship. Well, motherfucker, I was just on.
Well, all the more reason to set that up down the road, too.
True. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, it's the whole Asuka and Becky thing in a weird way. You know, where Becky had to go have babies, so she was no longer available, so she handed off the championship. Now, in theory, when Becky came back, she should immediately went for Asuka. But she didn't, and they had her go after Bianca and blah, 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 blah. But that was the setup, was that here, I'm no longer the champ. You're getting the belt for me. Yeah, she went for the belt. You're right, Brian. I'm not saying she didn't. I'm just saying, as far as the person that should have still had the belt at the time when Becky returned, if they were trying to play that storyline, should have been Asuka. And that would have made a lot of sense, you know?
But. So Mish, I think, I mean, I know that, I took the under there and said that Orange Cassidy's going to win that match. I was just being a little fucking little cheeky.
Oh, okay.
But I think that there's no way that you're right. There's no way Tanahashi's not winning this fucking match. There's no
way. It
just way.
Makes sense. And it opens up the door to more interaction between IWGP, NJPW, ROH stuff, fucking AEW stuff. It opens up a lot of doors when you start swapping champions like that. So you're joking about Orange Cassidy and Will Ospreay, but if you're going to, you make sense with that, because if Tanahashi's going to walk away with the world, then you can also have Orange Cassidy retain the IW or not retain, but capture the IWGP.
Oh my God. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. That's like, I don't even care about this company on that level, but the idea of where Ospreay is, like Ospreay is supposed to be a guy that's on the move. Like he's supposed to be a guy that's going to be a big fucking deal for them. At this point, I feel like he kind of already is, just even peripherally, I know that. So for him to, I don't know if he could lose clean to an Orange Cassidy in the fucking world would just rotate, you know, I'm sure even a Meltzer would look at that and be like, ugh.
Right.
Have a mini meltdown.
It's an interesting idea, dude. We have to think that the powers that be aren't complete fuckheads. You have to think that they have to know that there's something to do tomorrow, right?
I also think, well, no, what makes that make the most sense, though, Mish, not even from the idea of thinking ahead, I'm going with the most myopic, you know, fan booking mentality of looking at this, where if I had a title, and this is like Ring of Honor did this too at one point when Gabe Skobolski did this.
Well, they did this stuff with the CZW, the ROH versus CZW wars.
Well, not even just that, but if I'm Tony Khan and I'm, you know, I'm just desperately seeking legitimacy from, you know, the Dave Meltzer crowd of fans.
Internationally.
Yeah. Yep. If I give that belt to Tanahashi and he takes it and he defends it in Japan, it's a world title now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know that fucking guy knows that. And you know he thinks that that's Oh my God.
That would legitimize it even more so in the mind of the Kool-Aid drinkers. Yeah. Because it's like, well, WWE isn't defending that belt across the world, even though they are, you know, I mean, they're defending it up against their other American wrestlers, but they are defending it worldwide.
Yeah.
But this will be the proper way to defend a world title, which is up against other promotions across the planet. Yeah.
And dude, they did the ROH did the same exact thing with Morishima.
Oh yeah.
They did that with Morishima. So they could say, oh, we're a world company. And then eventually Roosh got it.
Didn't they do with Kobayashi too? Or no,
Kenta. Oh no, I know what you mean.
Was it Milano AT? Milano.
No, I'm blanking on Miss, shame on us.
This was back when fucking Cesaro was wrestling as Claudio. God damn it.
Right, right. Well, right now, Brian Alvarez is somewhere shaking his head. He just knows. He knows that we don't know.
Well, it's been a long time.
Oh, Kenta Kobashi.
Yeah, it was Kobashi. Okay, I was right.
I don't think he had the title, but that's when he came over and he wrestled Joe and they had that match where they chopped each other 600 times and people fucking.
No, I think that was, I think that was Claudio. And I know he had one with Nigel too.
Oh, that definitely. Yeah. I'm sure he worked Nigel too at one point.
Yeah. Yeah. He worked all those guys.
We're drawing from old data, dude. We can't be beat.
Right. Right. Nigel Tufnel. Nigel Tufnel. Nigel McGuinness, silly.
Nigel McGuinness. If only he just didn't get that hip B. If only he'd gotten his vaccine. Like, shouldn't say that on the. Now the show will get censored on Spotify.
Oh, I could delete that now.
If only he got that redacted.
Yeah, dude. I think that this could be an interesting show for the company. I hope it. I mean, all jokes aside, I hope they have a plan and I hope the plan works. This company is in dire need of getting some kind of a legitimacy that puts them in a position to where they can make exciting stuff. Don't get me wrong. I know you didn't like the Christian promo. I liked the Christian promo. I'm an old diehard Christian fan, but it was nice to see him actually able to talk. And it's sad to see things like CM Punk out with a quote unquote injury and Bryan Danielson gone with a quote unquote injury or whatever the fuck is going on with him. It's sad to see all these people like disappearing and this entirely huge roster being mismanaged and misused. So if this is the direction that AEW is choosing to go forward and starting to bridge the gap between international promotions, then fucking do it. Fucking go all in or nothing. Start dealing with Mexico. Start dealing with Canada. Start dealing with the UK. Start dealing with Germany. Start dealing with fucking Hungary. Start dealing with the Middle East. There are so many promotions out there. If you want to truly be this niche company on that level, then fucking just do it.
Yeah, I mean, they might lose TV in the process, but...
No, because they can get Vice. Vice, the fucking... What is that network called? It's Vice Network, but it's also something else, like the concert channel access channel. Yeah, right.
It's still, I mean, TNT and TBS are just, it's big channels. They just got to, you know, they don't want to do anything legitimately to jeopardize that. That's a problem.
Right.
But I want to make sure, I mean, I'm obviously busting balls and giving the shit a hard time, but there's nobody that I'm looking at. And like I said, even the guys that were in that six-man match on Wednesday.
Yeah.
New Japan's not going to bring over bad wrestlers. These aren't bad wrestlers. They're just wrestlers that right now.
Well, I mean, except for Connor McConnerson.
Oh, see, I think if he was, I think if he was one of the guys that was in that match, they were good. They were good workers. It's just.
No, he's a young boy, is what they were saying. He's a ring boy. Yeah.
Okay. See, I haven't seen him, but like
he's the kid that carries the towels to the ring. So,
oh, good. Yeah. And so maybe he can put one over Malachi Black's head because he has a towel over.
Ah, too. That's true.
Yes. Towel a time. Black towel.
The blackest towel of all the towels wrapped around the head of Malachi Black.
He puts a white towel over his head and then he's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Don't you dare put that white towel on Malachi Black Towel.
Then he'll be Malachi
Checkered Towel.
Checkered Towel. Malachi Oreo.
Yeah, so. Man.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I think that gets ready to wrap it up. Much love to everybody.
Would like to thank you.
Thank you
for listening to tonight's show.
That's right.
But to those of you that hate us, we know who.
Yeah, we know you.
There's one thing you can do. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Go
that's
fuck
right.
yourself.
Screw you. Yeah, screw you. You and you and screw you.